you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
It's Wednesday, September 29th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. No vote today by the LA City Council on an ordinance to require everyone to show proof of vaccination to enter bars and restaurants, gyms, movie theaters, and many more indoor spots in LA. One member of the council withheld his vote, which only delayed approval until next week. It figures to win the 8 votes needed to pass then. The council had voted 13-0 in August to have the city attorney write the ordinance. City Council President Nuri Martinez says Angelenos have had plenty of opportunities to get vaccinated over the past 10 months, but there are too many stragglers.
The people who are playing by the rules, the people who have been vaccinated, deserve to go back to normal. It is unfair to continue to put everyone else's lives on pause because some won't listen to science, data, and the facts.
San Pedro area Councilman Jill Buscaino, who is running for mayor next year, forced the vaccine mandate vote to next week by withholding his vote today. He says the ordinance can't be enforced.
Unenforceable laws are ridiculous. We also have a duty to provide clear information to the public, and if we don't, then we erode the public's trust in what we're doing here.
Again, the LA City Council will vote on the vaccine mandate next week. It's expected to pass, and once it does, businesses with indoor spaces that fall under the ordinance will have to start asking their customers for proof of vaccination by November 4th. Here's more on vaccine mandates. State health officials have expanded one, so it includes more health workers. KPCC's Jackie Fortier says it's aimed at protecting high-risk Californians from infection.
Workers in adult and senior care facilities and aides in private homes have been added to the list of California health workers who must be fully vaccinated against the coronavirus. Workers on the expanded list must be vaccinated by the end of November. These workers do intimate, everyday tasks like feeding and bathing seniors and people with disabilities. Los Angeles County has already extended its vaccine mandate for health workers to include in-home health aides following a KPCC LAist story that reported on the discrepancy. The new requirement encompasses more workers than a previous health order issued in early August by the state. The order made California the first in the nation to require COVID-19 vaccinations for healthcare workers. Covering health, I'm Jackie Fortier.
More now on COVID-19, and sometimes pandemic news happens while you're live on the air, like KPCC's Larry Mantle today during Air Talk.
The CDC has posted a health alert recommending urgent action to increase vaccination rates among pregnant people.
And that alert included some scary stats about COVID-19 in pregnancy.
As of September 27th, more than 125,000 laboratory-confirmed COVID-19 cases have been reported in pregnant people, including more than 22,000 hospitalized cases and 161 deaths.
That CDC alert also said August saw the greatest number of COVID-19 deaths among pregnant women since the pandemic began, and it noted that COVID-19 during pregnancy increases the risk of stillbirths, preterm births, or problems that can put newborns under neonatal care. Larry read that alert while he was talking with Dr. Timothy Brewer at the UCLA Fielding School of Public Health. Here's Dr. Brewer's bottom line about vaccinations and pregnancy.
Pregnant women are at increased risk, about three times the risk of serious disease from COVID. So getting vaccinated if you're pregnant is incredibly important.
Dr. Timothy Brewer at the UCLA Fielding School of Public Health, one of the COVID-19 experts you hear daily on KPCC's Air Talk. This year's MacArthur Foundation Genius Fellowships include a husband and wife filmmaking team from Pasadena, Alex Rivera and Christina Ibarra. They tell stories about the Latino experience. Their film, The Infiltrators, looks at activists detained at an immigration facility on purpose as a way to educate others about their rights. Alex Rivera says they were inspired by Star Wars, which he calls an immigrant story.
As an adult, I realized we celebrate these kinds of characters in cinema on one side, but then disparage people who are living that journey, like my family, on the other side.
Christina Ybarra found filmmaking to be powerful in telling stories about the El Paso Juarez border community where she grew up.
I really found an outlet to kind of shape my voice and try to speak back towards what I saw as unfair representation.
Rivera and Ybarra say they hope the MacArthur Fellowship will open more doors for them and for other Latino filmmakers. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.